All right, happy Monday and welcome to our stock market update where we show you what's going on in the world of finance in 50 minutes or less. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hart. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. Good morning.
All right, let's take a look at these crazy markets. So, more record highs on Friday.
Wow. Strong jobs report, 6 straight record gain for the S&P, win streak 7 days straight. And as you're showing there, 531,000 jobs added in October. This really, really nice, 455,000 expected, and not quite double, but a significant change from the 312,000 revised gain in September.
Yeah. Yeah, and this were fireworks on Friday. So indices ended with a bang. Yeah, I said the S&P up, the Dow up 0.5%, the Nasdaq on Friday. Well, it was just unchanged, kind of, but still.
Just enough to extend the 10-day win streak.
Right. So, and I mean, we had two news on Friday. I mean, we had the better than expected unemployment. And then also on Friday, the House passed the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. So what does that mean for markets?
You know, I think that this spending, of course, could help the transportation industry, utilities, and those type of projects. So like Caterpillar, that sort of thing. Marcus, I'll be honest, I think a lot of this is priced in. For me, the jobs report, I thought was the bigger mover. Yes, the economy is doing better. I think this was just kind of the icing on the cake, a little extra for the day.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, Caterpillar is jumping here this morning, so they're up 5.6% because they will benefit a lot from that. So there's a lot going on there. And then, this week, earnings are slowing down this week. So we're coming into the tail end of earnings. We have a few that are reporting this week. Just want to zoom in here a little bit so that we see what's happening. Most notably, it will probably be PayPal, Palantir, Disney. I mean, those are the ones that are really could move the markets a little bit. But other
AMC.
AMC. AMC earnings, yeah. So we'll see. So not a whole lot of news this morning for the markets. Other than Tesla. Elon. Okay, so we got to talk about it because Tesla right now down more than 5%. I mean, Tesla has been on a tear higher. I mean, they moved basically within a matter of weeks from 800 to 1200. That is a 50% move. I mean, and this happened within, 3 or 4 weeks? Crazy. But then Elon Musk shocks everybody. Well, did he actually this weekend? Here's what happened. So he actually tweeted, and he calls himself now Lord Edge. So it is Elon Musk. He just changed it, I think, this morning, where he's now calls himself Lord Edge. And he says, "Much is made lately of unrealized gains being a means of tax avoidance. So I propose selling 10% of my Tesla stock. Do you support this?" And then he also says, "You know what? I will abide by the results of the poll, whichever way it goes." And 3.5 million people voted. And they said, "Yeah, you know what? You should sell some Tesla." So what do you make of all this? I mean, obviously, this is a rattling Tesla this morning, down more than 5%. So what's happening here?
Sure. This is where I think Elon, okay, we know Elon's a sharp guy. He's a little eccentric, might push the envelope a little bit. But I think that here he thought, you know what, this is what I want to do. Let me share it with Twitter. Probably had a feeling that people would be voting yes. He doesn't take a salary, so he does make money off of the sales. He also has a ton of loans out just backed by the shares that he owns. But he has a tax bill due. $15 billion. So I think that he was really going to be selling shares anyway this year. He had some stock options that gave him an opportunity to buy Tesla at $6.24 a share. So this was part of a package, with Tesla that was agreed upon in 2012, and he owns 20, or he was able to buy 22.8 million shares at $6.24. So he owns about 15 billion, probably selling some stock to cover that, and Twitter supporters are encouraging him to do so. So now he could say, Twitter made me do it.
So, you think that I mean he ha probably had to sell anyhow, and that he just turned it into a publicity stunt here.
I think so. I think
I mean,
so.
it works. Today everybody's talking about it. I mean,
Yeah.
everybody is talking about it, and Tesla in the news. And we'll see. I mean, this is a retracement of 5%, which is really nothing after this huge, what, 50% run up or 45% run up that he had in October, which was just crazy. So I mean, this doesn't even do a dent. This doesn't do anything here.
Sure. It's kind of brilliant, right? Because if he just sold 10%, people might think, what's he doing? Why is he selling? Is there something going on with Tesla? Is there a problem? Where here he just throws it out there. Yeah, vote on it. Vote on it. And then people aren't worried about it.
Okay. Well, let's see what else is going on today. So, because today is the day where the US is also lifting travel restrictions on a long, long list of countries. So, international travelers can come to the US. There are a few restrictions. So, they have to take COVID tests, negative COVID tests. And if you are fully vaccinated, it has to be within 3 days of arrival. If you're not, within 1 day. But I mean, this could be big. Let's see what the airlines are doing here this morning. Yeah, look at this. I mean, United Airlines up already 7.2% on Friday, tacking on another 2.5% here this morning. American Airlines, same on Friday, up 5%. This morning, up another 2.5%. Delta Airlines up 8% on Friday. This morning, 1.8%. So, wow, a lot going on.
Big for the airlines. I saw that United, they expect 50% more international travelers compared to the previous week. So I think they said that there were 20,000 international travelers. That's inbound to the US and on last Monday or something like that. And tack on another 10,000. That's good for the airlines. And A American, they expect international travel numbers to be double what they were a year ago, which puts it down just 28% from 2019. So still not at the 2019 levels, but big change for the airlines. It's a boost for them.
Yeah, and one of the sectors that is also greatly benefiting from this, and many people might not know that, is retail. Go figure, because I mean, in 2019, 27% of retail sales were from global travelers here in the US. I mean, 27%. So if right now the retailers can tack on, I mean, not maybe a 27%, but even if it is 15 or 20% on sales, that will be pretty good. Let's see what some of the retailers are doing this morning. So, wanted to take a look at JWN Nordstrom, up 0.7% this morning. And we got to see, I mean, overall, the stock market is flat. We'll take a look at this. So, Macy's also up 1%. So, it seems that some retailers are already pricing this in. Kohl's, not really, but the bigger retailers for sure.
That is an interesting number. I've known people who have been excited to come to the US just to shop at some stores and pick up brands that aren't available where they're at. Interesting to see that that's still happening with the global economy and Amazon. But
Yeah.
still.
Let's take a look at Bitcoin here. Bitcoin close to new all-time highs. And there was actually some commotion on Friday because there was a, I think it was a fake tweet, but a fake press release. That's what it was saying that Kroger, the supermarket chain, is now accepting Bitcoin. And this is where everybody thought, what? And Bitcoin rallied on Friday. But then they quickly said, no, that's not true. It went back. But it seems that there is definitely some excitement where over the weekend people thought, what would happen if one of the major supermarket chains or retailers would accept Bitcoin? And this is where we see a big jump up here today, moving towards new all-time highs.
Breaking out of that range and approaching records, that's a good move right there. We'll see if it can continue now.
But it seems that traders are liking Ethereum even more, because Ethereum, I'll take a look at this. I'm going to switch to a weekly chart. And here we see a weekly chart of Ethereum and here of Bitcoin. And we see that Ethereum is already making new all-time highs. It seems that Ethereum is moving stronger than Bitcoin right now. So is this gaining in popularity?
It could be, but also JP Morgan said Ethereum is a better bet than Bitcoin as interest rates continue to rise. So it was a firm they shared with their members. So I think a lot of people are on the Ethereum bandwagon as an alternative to Bitcoin. Some people think it could fare better.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What else is happening? What's Zillow doing here this morning? Zillow is bouncing back a little bit. I mean, Zillow had a rough 2 weeks, right? I mean, ever since they said we need to get out of the home flipping and lay off people, I think they laid off 25% of their workforce.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Looks like at least it's flat, so maybe the bleeding stopped. Let's look at Peloton too, Marcus.
Yeah, Peloton. I mean, they got hammered on Friday, and I mean, they were down 35% and still down this morning, another 4% down in pre-market trading.
Yeah, it sounds like they're suspending new hires and, you know, cutting their 2022 forecasts and subscriber projections. Really tough time there. But this is also just the move on the pandemic darlings, right? Because they were so strong during the pandemic. They said they underestimated the impact the economic reopening would have on its business. This is something to think about with other companies as well. Marcus, there's Chegg, CHGG, the online tutoring company. They're down 50%, saying it was losing students, right? So the reality of the pandemic era gains in that environment. Sure, there's going to be some overlap, but this is having a big impact on some companies. Even Clorox, Marcus, CLX. Clorox up big with the disinfecting products, and now they're back at pre-pandemic levels. So yeah. I guess nobody's cleaning anymore.
Crazy. All right, let's see what the markets are doing this morning. So the evening S&P, we're up 0.2%. The NASDAQ pretty much unchanged right now. The Dow futures are up 0.4%, probably mainly fueled by the rally here in Caterpillar that we see this morning. I mean, up more than 5%. That's probably what's dragging the whole Dow up. So, I mean, looks like up and away. I mean, what can shake this market? It'll be really interesting, because also looking at the economic calendar for this week, there's not a whole lot going on here. Yes, we do have a bunch of FOMC members speaking here today, but I mean, after last week's statement, nobody really cares. I mean, what can they say? They already said we are unwinding our bond balances, our bond buying program here, so we're tapering. PPI, you see, inflation, at this point, I don't think it's a major concern anymore, because they said, we will have heightened inflation until mid next year. So whatever PPI and CPI is this week, I don't think that this will really move the markets, right? I mean,
unless there's a huge surprise one way or another. I absolutely agree, Marcus.
Yeah, and I mean, other than this, not a whole lot going on this week. So earnings light, economic calendar light, and the markets do what they love to do right now, which is drifting higher. And this is what we see here this morning. So it'll be a good week, and we are trading live the whole week with our mastermind group, because we have our virtual boardroom, so this will be super exciting. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Trade what you see, not what you think, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, with that said, we're going to jump over here into our Zoom room with our mastermind members, and we'll see you later this afternoon if you want for a coffee with Marcus, or tomorrow morning for the next stock market update.
Till then, happy trading, everybody.